Hello, welcome to episode 52 of Just My Opinion. This episode, I'm simply entitling Stop. First of all, let me start this episode off by saying my condolences and rest in peace to the family and friends of Mr. Tyree Nichols. This is something that, unfortunately, I have to keep speaking upon this topic and making these type of vlogs and episodes pertaining to this problem of police brutality. This and mass shootings are two of my most spoke upon topics on this podcast. This is something that we should have to stop enduring as a nation and us black people as a race. We are being injured, maimed, and killed by the people that are supposed to protect and serve us. The people that we pay their salaries out of our taxes. We're just sick and tired of it's always us that takes the brunt of the police baton or takes the bullets from the police gun. Why is that? America is a melting pot, which means you have several different races of people. First of all, let's get this straight. No one should be subject to police brutality. No one. But too often, it's the black people. Too often it's us. I want to know why is that. It's a shoot first mentality towards us. Why is that? Why is we're the targets and the recipients of police brutality? Why is that? Memphis police officers relieved pending an investigation into the arrest of a man who later died, says police chief. The Memphis Police Department and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation have launched investigation into actions of the officers involved in the traffic stop and arrest of a man who later died, and plan to take immediate and appropriate actions. Why is it after the fact someone dies, someone lose their life, then it's investigations, then it's people relieved of their jobs? Why can't we do something to circumvent this type of behavior before these incidents happen? There's no investigation. There's no one losing their lives, no one going to jail. I mean, no one losing their jobs, no one going to jail that would bring Mr. Nichols back to his wife, his mother, his son, his friends, his community. I think we have to retrain police all across this country, because it's not just in Memphis. As we see, we are, as black people, approach with the maximum amount of violence. Not to be talked to, not to be arrested. And I'm not saying that all cops indulge or engage in this type of activity, but there's far too many of you that do. And the ones that do, this is the end result, someone losing their life. Someone who can't kiss his wife, hold his son, play football, basketball with his son no more, tell his mom he loves him. Someone who can't watch a game or play cards with their friends no more. We have to get it to the point where this type of behavior and this type of actions can be circumvented before it happens. It makes me afraid for my safety, but more importantly, for my son's safety. He's African American, as am I. He has to live and grow and prosper in society with the very same people that's supposed to be here to protect you, can harm you. I am Tyree Nicholas. And Tyree Nicholas is every one of us that's black. Because we have sons. We have brothers, we have uncles, we have fathers that can be subject to this same type of behavior. Me personally, I'm sick and tired of discussing this. I think I've made about three or four episodes of the podcast about this. About this. When will this stop? When will this come to an end? When will we feel safe to interact with police officers and knowing that they have our best interests at hand? One. Someone please tell me when. Will it stop? He was supposedly pulled over on January the 8th. He was pulled over January the 8th. Police said they pulled him over for reckless driving the previous day. The day before now, officers approached the driver's side of the vehicle and confronted the occupant. The suspect fled the scene on foot and said on a statement posted on social media. The officers pursued the suspect again I took him into custody. According to the police, the suspect complained of shortness of breath, which at the time an ambulance was called to the scene. He was transferred to the hospital, transferred to St. Francis Hospital in critical condition. Tyree Nichols died a few days later, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The city release said the Bureau looked into the officer's use of the police force on the violations of the city release said the Bureau is looking into the officer's use of force, and the police is investigating whether agent policy was violated. I watched the video. I watched some of it. I didn't want to watch the whole thing because there's no pleasure in seeing someone beaten, someone suffering. I get no pleasure out of that. See anyone being hurt and taken advantage of. At what point did they decide to cuff this man and take him into custody? This has similarities to the Rodney King beating of 1992. What I saw was them just beating him, Rodney King, never trying to subdue him or take him into custody, and which was the same thing to Mr. Nichols. When would it stop? There has to be an end. If Mr. Nichols broke the law, fine. Take him into custody and then punish him according to the law. But he definitely did not deserve to be beaten to death. Take him into custody. I don't see nothing wrong with the cops doing their job that away. Take him into custody. Get him in a court, and they decide what the punishment shall and shall not be. But you just jumping on and beating this man, it's senseless and horrible. And I hope justice prevail. And I know that won't bring back Mr. Nichols to his family. I'm going to say, rest in power, Mr. Nichols. And it's us as the community want to do something in Mr. Nichols' name. Don't riot. But do whatever you have to take to try to get police training. Change in your city, your borough, your town, your state. So we won't have no more Mr. Nichols. Let's try to circumvent this thing from happening altogether. Rest in peace, Mr. Nichols. To his mother, sorry for your loss. To his wife, sorry for your loss. And to his son, sorry for your loss. Hopefully justice will prevail.